Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. It's just a couple days away. Wow. Thursday. So what comes to mind? Friends? Family? Football? Food. Lots and lots of food. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, oyster stuffing. Oh, man, the yams. And it's the beginning of the holiday season for shoppers. Big time, right? Black Friday and all of its deals. Why do they call it Black Friday? It starts on Thursday. Well, that's a whole nother subject, getting into this Black Friday thing. Well, that means, though, in 4 days from then, Gare, Dean, and for all you other guys out there, it is the first day of deer season for the Pennsylvania hunters. Some of you are probably saying, huh? Well, you don't know then how big it is, because I used to be one of those hunters. But I have since retired from walking in them woods and climbing up in them cold tree stands, Gary. Dean, I don't do that no more. But then you think about it. After that, it's only 4 weeks to Christmas. My wife just went, because you don't understand. The other day she was talking to someone on Thursday. And she was talking to them and said, they were talking about Thanksgiving. She said, wait a minute, that's only a week away. 2 days now, babe. And then Christmas. And then you know what happens after Christmas, Nick? In 6 days, it will be the end of 2018. It comes to a close. And we're going to usher in 2019. Wow. And we're all going to say, where did the year go? It's just like a blink of an eye. 2018 was gone. 2019 we're going to be coming up on. 19 years ago, everybody was in a panic mode. Right? Y2K, year 2000. The world's going to come to an end. Not on God's watch. But there was people that were so worked up, and they used to come to me. And I couldn't understand what they were all excited about. I said, that's not going to happen. I've been taught better in the Word. It's not going to happen, folks. They made me, that was when I was still working in the mill. They made me stay in the conference room at the tin mill. We all got up there and met. The place is shut down. Nothing's operating, but we're there. Why? Why? And we sat in that room, and everybody was sitting there. I couldn't believe it. I said, I'm made to stay. I'm out here for who knows what. And then what we have a smart aleck that goes over and clicks the light switch off in that conference room. Boom. You should have seen the guys that jumped up. And these are supposed to be the so-called supervisors, the leaders, you know. I don't know what they expected was going to happen. And I stayed there till around 4:30. They said, I think you guys can all go home. Yeah. I went home and I watched the reruns with Therese on how the new year evolved through, because I just couldn't fall asleep. I was still so worked up from having to be in that atmosphere. But it's amazing. The year's over. Well, anyhow, back to Thanksgiving. You know, you think about it already. Turkeys by the thousands have given their lives for us to celebrate one day of rest. Yeah. You know, but although I don't know how much rest there's going to be involved, especially when there's all the cleaning of the house, got to make sure it's presentable. And especially the bathrooms, they got to be spotless if you're having company over a family, right? To a guy,
Wipe that off. That's good enough for me, man. You got toilet paper. You got your cup. That's it. You got a towel to wipe your hands on. That's good. But you ladies, I'm telling you, if you're anything like my wife, it's got to be just right, just perfect. Do you ever walk into the ladies' room over here? Okay. So, besides that, we have all that cooking. Oops, I'm sorry. You ladies have all that cooking. Because I ain't no help when it comes to that. I used to carve the turkey whenever it was done. That was my one assignment. But then Crystal got married, Joe committed a picture, and I said, Joe, this is your job now. You know, it's one of those days that it takes a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of expense, especially to make it happen. And also to make sure that everything is cooked just right. Come on, ladies, I know. We don't want to have mushy or the things that you find in a potato. They still chew. You know, it's a guy. We'll chew them. We don't care. We've been to hunt camp, right? You don't know what we eat. And a gravy. If it has lumps in it, total disaster. Total disaster. And then you left the buns in too long. Now they got a little bit darker. I like mine burnt. I'm a happy camper. But there's so much preparation, so much to cooking to do. And they call it a day of rest. Maybe for me, while I'm watching the football games, you know. Because, see, that's the only thing that's left. The NASCAR's done with. They parked for the season. So now we got to pray that somebody doesn't go into depression mode. But, see, he's already set his sights on February. You know. Amen. Okay, so I Googled. And I said, okay, Thanksgiving. I Googled it. This is what it comes up. Thanksgiving is a national holiday in the United States. It's celebrated on the fourth Tuesday of November. It's originated as a... As a harvest festival. Thanksgiving has been celebrated nationally on and off since 1789 with a proclamation by George Washington after a request by Congress. Thomas Jefferson, though, he chose not to observe the holiday, and its celebration was intermittent until the presidency of Abraham Lincoln, when Thanksgiving became a federal holiday in 1863 during the Civil War. Lincoln proclaimed a national day of, I'll quote, "Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, who dwelleth in the heavens, to be celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November." Now, together with Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving is part of the broader fall-winter holiday season in the United States. The event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in October 1621. This feast lasted 3 days. When I told Teresa it lasted 3 days, she said, ain't happening. Ain't happening. You're going to be eating leftovers. 3 days. And as accounted by attendee Edward Winslow, it was attended by 90 Native Americans and 53 pilgrims. The New England colonists were accustomed to regularly celebrating Thanksgivings, days of prayer, thanking God for blessing, such as a military victory, the end of a drought. Well, for the pilgrims, it was an end of a long, hard winter when many of them had not survived. They were so thankful to God for the coming of spring and a chance to build a new life in their own promised land. The New World offered them an opportunity, but made no promises of success. Many days of hard work and great struggles lay ahead, but those who were strong and those who would not lose faith would make it through. Their faith in God was a major factor during those times. And faith in God has brought us to where we are today. And where we go from here is determined by our faith in God or the lack of thereof. Thanksgiving Day for the Christian is to be a national day of prayer and thanksgiving to God for what He has done for us, is doing for us every day, and will always be doing for us. Sounds a little bit like yesterday, today, and forever. Our founding fathers established this day to be just that, a day to praise the Lord God Almighty with a heart of thanksgiving. Thanks to our Creator for who He is. And a day to thank Him for His provisions that He has so generously supplied us with each and every day. For the believer, every day should be a day of thanksgiving, no matter what. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, New Living Translation. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Be thankful in all circumstances, good or bad. Be thankful. The Word tells us in Philippians 4:19, He does supply. Amen? Yep. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the Lord, our provider. It says, God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All your need. That's sink in. All your need. Psalm 23, verse 1, New Living Translation, says, The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Now there's a good confession. That's a good confession. There was a little girl in a hospital, children's hospital. And she was 9 years old. And she was going through treatment because she had cancer. Well, they came in one day and somebody, they were talking to her and process of what she was going through. And this little girl's going, yeah. And they says, is there anything you need? And she looked around and she says, I got my Cabbage Patch doll, I got my potato chips, and I got Jesus. I don't need anything. That's what she said to them. She had her Jesus. A little Cabbage Patch doll and a bag of chips. And she was one happy camper. When you got Jesus, that's where you can stand. And she was that young. But see, she was brought up right. When you bring those children up in church, even if you don't go yourself, but you make sure that they get there, okay, it will have an effect upon them. And then guess what? It's going to turn around and have an effect upon you. Psalm 95, verse 2 says, Let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For He is worthy. Amen. Amen, brother. We have so much to be thankful for. we got to stop sometimes and just look at things. And quit whining and crying. Just look around.
Yeah.
Look around. We are blessed.
Amen.
We are blessed. When you think what you're going through is the worst, you just look around. And what you see sometimes will break your heart. And you have that compassion. And yet, physically, can you do anything? No. But can you pray? Yeah. And can prayer change things? Yes, it can. Yes, it can. You can move a mountain with prayer. Especially when you're all in one accord. When you pray, though, you're supposed to pray with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:8, it says, be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Thanksgiving Day, when you sit down for your celebration dinner, your day of rest, in fact, every day of the year, don't forget to offer up your sacrifice of thanksgiving. For He is worthy, folks. And according to the dictionary, thanksgiving is a prayer expressing, thank you, Tim, gratitude. Being grateful. Thankfulness for a benefit we are about to receive. That means we are expecting it. Whatever things you ask for, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. If you believe you receive, then you are doing it with thanksgiving. Because if you don't believe you're going to receive, you have nothing to be thankful for. You may not see it, but you believe you received it, and then you thank Him. You thank Him with the attitude of gratitude. Where have you heard that before in this ministry? And I'm going to end with this because I want you to come up. I want to hear from you what you're thankful for. What you're thankful for. This is Thanksgiving. That's what it's supposed to be about. What we're thankful to Him. What He has done for us. Now, I know that we're thankful to God because He gave us His only begotten Son. And we all are. Because in here, I see all the born-again believers and Spirit-filled people. I see you all. But this is a song. Tim, I know I can't get the tune to it, but maybe you'll remember. It's called Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love Him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and He's the one I adore. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day is sweeter. Every day is sweeter because you have a heart that's prepared to thank Him. Thank Him for what He has done, what He is doing, and what He will always do for us. So I invite you to, if you have something you'd like to be say that you're thankful for, if you have a testimony, you know, Bob, I hate to put you on the spot, but I'm just going to, this man here, in fact, his dad, they should, Bob fell a few months ago. It looked terrible, the reports that everybody kept getting. But nobody believed those reports, and neither did Bob. And he's still on his road to a full recovery. But look, he's there. His son was in a horrific motorcycle accident. There he is. His daughter just recently got kicked with a horse. There she is. Sorry I took your thunder, brother, but there it is.
I mean, thankful. Do we have things to be thankful for? Yeah.